But Carrigart at that time, you know, it's a beautiful lady, and you would see a lot of visitors coming, though, Paddy.
They were very good visitors that came.
And this hotel right opposite.
Well,
there were
a lot of people came to that hotel during my time, and I used to, when I was a young fella, fixing punctures and washing cars, you know. There were Doolans from Dublin and Stoneys. I was a doctor. And you had O'Hagan's, and you had numerous other ones, you know. And they were of good class, and they were decent people, you know.
They were the regular visitors.
They were the regular visitors every year. And then there came another bigger class to Rosa Penna, you know. They were wealthy people too, English people. And then when Catherwood had Rosa Penna, when he bought it, he done away with drink. He was one of these men that was saved. He wouldn't want to have drink in it, you know.
What was his name?
HMS Catherwood.
Catherwood?
Aye. Yeah, that HMS in front of it. And right. He bought Rosa Penna from old Leitrim. And
So Leitrim was the original
owner.
The third
Earl built it. He was the name of Charles. He was the name of Robert Birmingham. And when before he built that, he went out to Norway, picked the timber for the hotel. I don't know what advanced stage it was at that time.
It was all a wooden structure,
all
though.
Mostly, aye.
Yeah.
To the back. But he died out there. And still the hotel was, they built it and carried on with it, you know. And there were good visitors coming there, you know, years gone by. Like professional men like Harry Varden and all that, and these men came. You know, I used to hear tell them, talking about them, and to the golf course and that. And they were coming for years, but as I was going to say, then when he done away with all the drinking there, they used to come up in the evening and have their drink down here in Miss McGuire's, that's the hotel. And they would buy their drink there too and take it down with them, you know.
Right. So it was an advantage to Miss McGuire and the Carrigart Hotel. Yeah.
So then she sold it in the... I don't know the date when it was sold. But then Dermot Welsh bought it. And then she had a place, she had a pub in Letterkenny, the Rainbow Bar, and she bought Fricks and Rosbeg. She was there a while. I don't know how long she was there, you know. But Welsh then has that, and he still has it, you know.
And how old is that hotel, that Carrigart Hotel?
It must be... I remember working in it now, and I come on old names in it. You're talking about maybe a couple of hundred years.
It would be easy, yeah. It would have been, I'd say, you'd know better. Would it have been owned by Mr. Leitrim or Lord Leitrim?
No, it was started by Mickey Frail.
Right.
Aye, and he came from Glenree over there, and he had a family. And then the bank took it over, our old Osborne, and it went down the chute, you know, because they were a young family, and, you know, in those days there were probably a lot of headaches trying to run a hotel, run a pub, and he had a mill down there threshing for the country, you know, upstairs, up on the left, and a lot of people in those days, just like what they are today, I suppose, they just say thank you, and that was the end of the story, and it was, those young ones was maybe kind of... You know, they were kind of harum scarum at the time, you know. But it was Dr. McCloskey, old Miss McGuire bought it. And Dr. McCloskey was married to the sister. And as the story goes, he put so much money into it along with her. Because he was from County Derry, and he had a farm in there. And he had a brother in there. And he sold the farm to the brother. And he put the money in along with her and into the hotel. And they run it then while she was there, to Welsh bought it. And it was a very good, she catered for, that time you had a lot of commercial travellers coming.
You would, yeah.
To
yeah.
shops. And they stayed there maybe for 2 or 3 days, and you had a manageress then in later years. But there was no such thing as chickens or nothing at all, frozen fruit or nothing coming.
No.
They had cows there, and Tommy would milk the cows, and he had a wee man, they called him Joe the Hen, and he would supply the herring, the hens. He would be plucking them and killing them within the gate.
So you had fresh food on the table.
And spuds, you know, and there were no such thing as anything, you know, there were no such thing as wagons coming around that. The only lorry you would see coming was a trolley lorry with barrels of stout, and the stout had to be bottled.
All
the
bottled,
beer
yeah.
had to be bottled. No such thing as beer on tap, you know, or what do you call it, this, the
draft.
Draft beer, yeah. Or, you know.
So you worked in the hotel yourself?
I worked in it, at plumbing work in it, and one thing another, in later years, you know. But during Mr. McGuire's time now, well, my father worked in it, you know, out in the field and here and there, and doing fencing and one thing another. But a lot of local people worked there, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a good enough place, but there were always people about it, you know.
Of course, yeah.